Shalom Aleichem, Chevretz Binyamin Hammer at the National Council of Young Israel. We're about to begin our 88th conference call with Rebbe, and we thank Rebbe very much during this challenging and difficult time for making time for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Should be Zoha to Yeshua Bekarov. Question one. Can one listen, participate to a Siyum Bekarov over Zoom or over the phone? If yes, would there be anything they need to do? Follow along the reading. Have extra food to partake from. It's all a shas atzchak gadol. You're not really there. It's better to either finish a short mesach like Talmud by yourself, if possible. To fast is not such a good option, especially in these difficult times. And some say the meaning these days is not to fast, only to go to a siyum. So if there's no alternative, Gedolei Torah have said you can rely on a Zoom. What you have to do is both. You have to follow along and should eat as soon as you hear the siyum, because that's what the Suda Smith is all about. Two, we'll make a live video siyum for my Bechorim. Can the Bechor be Yotze? They just watch the recording. You mean if it's not live? No, it has to be live. Three, can a congregant who is not that learned make his own siyum and Masech the Talmud if he reads the Hebrew and English from the Hatzko? 100%. Four, I mentioned flushing the bedikah of chametz pieces down the toilet. Would this answer change if one is a septic tank and not a public sewer system? I don't know exactly how this tank works. As long as the whatever's down there is completely inaccessible, no human being can have any hanah from it, it's okay. But you have to, of course, make sure not to break it. I know how a regular public sewer system works, and it's safe to take some soft bread, small pieces, and flush them one by one down, that I know is safe. But this kind of tank, you got to make sure it's safe. Number five, do we need to arrange for a bedikah of chametz in shul this year before Pesach, even though it will be closed? Should the bedikah just be delayed until after Pesach when the shul is eventually reopened? The answer is very clear. You can't do a bedikah because you're locked out. Impossible. What you have to do is sell or rent, I should say, the entire shul property to a non-Jew, and sell it and rent it. You rent the whole property and sell all the chametz therein, and you put it from bedikah. It's better to do a bedikah Yud Gimel, which is Tuesday, because before this not bedikah. Six, we usually arrange for a communal trash pickup before Pesach. This year we cannot. Is there any benefit in telling Balabatim to take their trash cans to the curb on Erev Pesach? Be mafkir their chametz contents. Ideally, whatever chametz they want to get rid of, they should put it out before the last pickup before Erev Pesach. So, for example, Erev Pesach is Wednesday. So usually it comes on Wednesday. This year it can't, so it comes. I assume it's going to come either Monday or Tuesday. Most communities, they come at least twice a week. It's not coming Wednesday. It should come Monday or Tuesday. So you tell the Balabatim, they should try to figure out in advance, they have to put all their chametz out before the Monday or Tuesday pickup. That's what they should do. Whatever's left, they should put it in a big plastic, you know, those large plastic garbage bags, and put it on the curb. The questioner said, trash cans to the curb, it's better to take a garbage bag, those big garbage bags that they have, those usually the black bags, and put them on the curb. And the reason for that's better is because then you have mafkir the whole bag with its contents. If it's in your garbage can that you own, it's a little bit more complicated because you own the can, and it's like it's in your chutzner, and then it gets there are halachic complications. I'm not saying it's impossible if you masker everything, but it's not so simple. And as long as it's possible to do it with the garbage bags, that's preferable. Number seven, I generally do not include chametz gomer in my personal mechiras chametz. Some have told me not to follow this custom this year for various reasons. What is Rebbe's opinion on this matter? If I do so chametz gomer this year, would I have to be matir neder? How would I do that in the current matzav? And would it be permissible to intentionally buy more chametz before Pesach when I am already shopping to be included in my sale? The answer to all the questions is yes. You may do it this year because of the Shas HaTzchak. To Dina Torah Sadaram, the answer to that question is no. The Dogo Meravava on the Shach and Yeradeh Simin Reishu Dalitz of Cotton Bay says, if you plan to go back to your original custom next year, then it's only an exception because of the special circumstances, and Atarat Adarim is not required. 8. Many people are stocking up on chametz before Pesach will include it in their bechira, so it's have it available immediately after Pesach through either panic shopping or fear of potential food shortages. Is this mutter from the perspective of mechiras chametz? Is acting in this matter showing a lack of emuna and bitachon that Hashem will provide, or is this an appropriate status at this time? Can one buy food online now before Pesach and schedule the delivery for after Pesach? What about this on Chol HaMoed Pesach? One at a time. Is it permissible from the perspective of Mechiras Chametz? Absolutely. You own it, you can sell it. Lack of Amunah, I don't think it's lack of Amunah. It's given the present circumstances, it's a proper Ishtadlus. Now, can you buy online? That's a very dirty word, buy. If you're buying Chametz, it means it belongs to you. Then it's a disaster. It could be value, well, could be you can't even sell it. Because it's not in your control. It's like almost the worst of all worlds. So to buy it now with Erev Pesach or Chol HaMoed Pesach, they're both no good. If you order it now, which means you're not buying it now, you're ordering it now, and I'm saying to the company, I'm not buying anything now. I'm only ordering it that you should sell it to me after Pesach is over. That, technically speaking, would be permissible. You have to make a clear condition with them. I want to buy it not before April 17th, day after Pesach. And if you send it to me any earlier than that, if I receive it, I'm not going to accept delivery. I have to take it back. I'm only interested in acquiring it after April 17th. My understanding is that even if they send it to you on the 16th and you get it on the 17th, it would still be permissible, if I'm correct. Because, again, if I understand correctly, you know, they ship it out from their warehouse on the 16th, which is the last day of Pesach, intended you should get it on the 17th, it's Ruchag. You don't come into legal possession of it until it arrives on your doorstep. For example, if they send you a box of cereal in a truck, and then it falls out of the back of the truck, and you never get it, they can't tell you, Mr. Cohen, your box of cereal fell out of the back of the truck. What? I never got it. So I think that if that's correct, that might be permissible. And if they goof it and they send it to you and it arrives on the 16th instead of the 17th, I think you should give it back based on the warning you gave them before. But if you didn't warn them and it happened by mistake, whatever, and it comes on Pesach itself, you have to have intention not to own it, not to acquire it. And then even if someone dumps it on your front porch or something, so you haven't really acquired it, it would be technically permissible, but quite unseemly, and therefore you should try to make every effort that shouldn't happen. Question 9. Is the itza needed in kashering the blender and food processor? These days we do something better, which is called hagola. Hagola, you put it in boiling water. Once you do that, it's okay. 10. Can I rely completely on myself cleaning oven and turning up the stove top burners to be kosher? Or must I still blowtorch the spots I feel the self-cleaning oven did not reach? Or the part of the stove grate I feel the fire did not reach. I am very much opposed to blowtorching. If you have a professional come to your house, that's one thing. But you do it yourself, it's dangerous. I know of someone who passed away from blowtorching an oven for Pesach. It's just too dangerous. Don't do it. A self-cleaning oven, it seems to me, is obviously good. Not everyone agrees with me, but I think it's obviously good to kasher. And I think that the stove grates, you just put up to the highest, will also work, and the fire will certainly reach them. 11. With this massive continuing to Chodesh Nisan, can we travel to a base Olam to be followed by Kibre Ovas, Kibre Tzadikim? If yes, and the base Olam is closed, will be misfollowed at the cemetery gate be any more effective than being misfollowed at home? It's much more effective misfollowed at home. At home, you're safe. You leave the house, it's dangerous. You'll say, well, I'll be all by myself. That's very nice. And then someone's going to pass you by, and this and that, they'll need you for a minion. We know these situations. It's really much safer to stay at home. 12. A single lady found that she didn't have any candles in her home at the onset of Shabbos. Does she now have to light an extra candle each Erev Shabbos? That is a knas, which is quoted in the Ramah. In my opinion, it does not apply in this case for the following reason. She can fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos by simply putting on the electric lights, And therefore she did fulfill the mitzvah. Even if she didn't put the lights off and on as one should do. The light was on from the morning. And she therefore did not fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlaka Seres, which must be performed after Plaga Mincha. It seems to me there's still no knas. The knas was in the olden days. It didn't light candles. It was pitch black. But nowadays when we have so much light, thank God, from our electricity, I do not believe this knas applies. Others disagree with me. But certainly in a situation such as this, in our present matzav, she should just not add an extra candle. 13. Will each shul need to lay in all the parshas that were missed due to the coronavirus? Assume that they will. Why would there be a chiyuv to do shnayim mikra in the interim? Isn't shnayim mikra tied to the kriya of the tzibur as implied in the Gemara Brachos of 8a? The answer is there will not be such a chiyuv. If you look in the Shar Ephraim, Zion paragraph test, he says the only time there's a chiyuv is if the tzibur was mechuyev b'davar, a case in the Shulchan Aruch, where the community had gathered, and then Rachman Lassan, it was a spat, altercation, and the community broke up before Kriyas HaTorah. Apparently it happened in the history of Klal Yisrael. Then, since there was a tzibur, a mishad a chiyuv, and they didn't do it, they have to make it up the following week. Nebuch, we're so sad. There is no minyan. There is no chiyuv. The shuls are closed, and I once again ask everybody, don't make rump minyanim. Don't make front yard minyanim, backyard minyanim, porch minyanim. It's just not safe. And as we've said in other contexts, you may be able to do it safely, but the next guy will not be safe. I'm repeating what I said already in the past. A very choshev Rav said he was in the outdoor minyan Motzei Shabbos 2.5 weeks ago. Then it got cold and he went inside. Another choshev, a physician from out of New York, said he was at one of those things which started with 10 people on that same Motzei Shabbos, spread far apart, and ended up with 45 people, not spread apart, because Jews love minyanim. Well, it's like a magnet. It's much better not to have minyanim. In any event, the shuls are closed, and there's no chiv of the tzibur, no chiv of the tzibur, no chiv to make it up in the later weeks. In any event, assuming that, what about the Shnayim Mikra story? So the post can say, I believe Rabbi Shechta Shlita wrote something about this recently, that there is a chiv of Shnayim Mikra. They call it the Ra'avan, who seems to indicate this is the only case of Shnayim Mikra, when you're not going to be able to hear it in shul. Now, we don't pass it that way either, but certainly when there is no opportunity to hear to have the Kriya Sator B'tzibur, one should be careful to fulfill Shnayim Mikra, as he does every week when the shuls are open. 14. Regarding the kalim bill of sale for non-tovled metal and glass kalim, I purchase disposable aluminum pans and intend to use them more than once. Should I include them in the bill of sale? I think the answer to that question is no. We paskin, the halacha, the disposables are put the mitvila, because it's not, doesn't have a status of a kli, and even to the Jewish person decide to use it more than once, typically it's meant, the word disposable means it's meant to be used once and thrown out. It's only the company's intention, so every time you use it, you throw it out, you buy a new one. And that's how it's manufactured, that's how it's assumed. A person of Jewish individual who buys it, he decides, I'm going to use it 100 times. That's his decision or her decision. But you are Jewish. It becomes a kli in your possession, not in the non-Jew's possession. And therefore, there's no need to kasher disposables even in regular times. And therefore, I don't think you should include it in the sale. 15. Benching Tal without a minion. Should we announce Tal while we are davening mincha by Zoom on Erev Pesach? Regarding Yizkor on Akon Shel Pesach, is there something omitted when we're davening for Yechidus? Second question, the answer is no. You can say Yizkor, as always. As far as benching Tal, it's a bit of a complicated story, but you should certainly not zoom on Erev Pesach. That's totally ineffective. The Hachrozah, if any, must be done on Pesach. There are different customs even in a regular year. In a regular year, what does a person do if he's davening for Yechidus? The simple pshat is, if it's Nusuf Ashkenaz, he says, Masha v'ruch amor ha-gashem in Mosif, and Safta Mincha. That's what the, look on the article, Pesach Mazra, they say, if a person should say Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim in the Sanat Shemone Esrei, and omit it, obviously, thereafter. The article Siddur implies to the contrary, but there it's quite explicit. I think the more correct custom for those of Davin Nusra Ashkenaz to say it, even those who want Shmini Atzeres say it, that's because the Gabbai bangs before Musaf, bang, Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim. Even though the Chazan mixes Chazonis and Chazonis and Shatz, the Gabbai banged before. So you'll say, why don't you bang now? So in certain communities, I think in Frankfurt, they do bang. What do you bang? What are you saying? Don't say Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim. We don't like to say that. And Mispala Rov Tova, we don't want to say that. So in those communities, they just bang Machal Kachayim Bechesed, which is an implicit way of saying, don't say Masha Baruch anymore. That's an interesting custom. Of course, those who have a Nusach Sfar, or Nusach Agra, Eretz Yisrael, they bang Morad Atal. I believe most of them bang Morad Atal before Musaf, as we bang Masha Baruch before Musaf, most of us. And therefore, for those individuals, they would start saying Morad Atal in Musaf. So to summarize so far, those who have the practice of saying it in the Sanat Shemone Esrei every year should say it this year as well. Those who have the practice of not saying it because they bang either Morad Atal or Mechal Kachayim should do the same, omit it or say Morad Atal this year. The Chiddush, Rav Shechter Shlita suggested, based on some of the Rav Soloveitchik said, that even individuals who typically daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and when it comes to a regular year, they say it in Musaf and leave it out only for Mincha. This year he suggested they should say Morad Atal. It's not the Nusach. But because you want to have some kind of achrozah in the context of Shemone Esrei, so usually the Chazan does it Morad Atal and they stop it after that. This year he suggested they should say Morad Atal in Musaf because it should be done in the context of Shemone Esrei. And then, of course, starting Mincha, they just omit everything. That's a Chiddush. Those who want to follow the Chiddush, certainly, it's a Gavra Rabba Ma'od to base yourselves on. Let's go on. There's no mole in our town, number 16. We always have to bring someone in from out of town. In the event we are not able to arrange for the mole to come or for the baby to be brought to the mole due to travel restrictions, is it better to delay the bris or have a local Jewish female pediatrician who's not Shomer Shabbos but traditional do the bris? It's a tough call. I would say to postpone it. Even though many poskim say that a Jewish female is kosher to do a bris milah, is a mechaber, ramon, a chusmila, not everyone agrees to it. There's a bach who's more machmir, and generally speaking, these type of precedents are very dangerous, and it may cause additional chilul Shabbos by the non-shomer Shabbos to get to you. It should be delayed. 17. Can healthy Ashkenazim take immune system boosting vitamins that have kidney oats throughout Pesach to prevent coronavirus? What if the vitamins have a kashash chametz? What if the people in question are in an increased risk category but still moderately healthy? I have not heard that vitamins can do anything. If they can, you can take it if it's kidneys, even if it's kashash chametz, if it's bikuach nefesh. But I haven't heard any expert doctor say anything about it. 18. First, you mentioned Endars as one of the moros. Likewise, the cautious list states that Belgian Endars do not need much bug checking. Since Czech root romaine is hard to find, can Al-Khathila use Belgian Endars for the maro? Absolutely yes. 19. If our shul minig is to say hallo with a bracha by Ma'ariv on the first two nights of Pesach, should the balabatim who are diving privately because of the current situation still say hallo with a bracha? Very smart question. Indicating the three possibilities. Say halal without a bracha, say halal with a bracha, or not say halal at all. That's a very interesting question. I'll give you one maramokam in the Piskei Tshuvos, Simitov Pei Zayin, footnote 56 and 58. We discussed this at some length. There are others who talk as well. You can find most of the sources there. Times that the tour says that there's a custom which the Mechaber paskins that you say halal in a shul b'tzibur based on the Yerushalmi, And on that basis, there are many who say that it's only done if you're in a shul, davening b'tzibur. That's the only source. So therefore, one should not make a bracha, because perhaps you'll be a bracha levatola. According to the way the Yerushalmi seems to have it in the tour, it's only was had a takana only in a shul, when it's in a tzibur. So then you would say, okay, so say it without a bracha. The Ritva, he quotes there, says you can say it with a bracha, even be a chidus. So we can't chastise someone who's so used to saying hello in shul every year, he just can't get out of his system. Even if he wants to make a bracha, although I would say suffik bracha slahokel, but somebody who is just, it's in his blood and he insists on saying it, is what to rely upon. The Ritva says of Beferish, and he quotes a number of other Gedolei Torah who say the same thing, that you can even make this bracha, likros ahalel, when you are saying ahalel b'yichidus on Pesach night in your home. And it's hard to recommend it for me as a neutral bystander, but he quotes over here in the Piskei Tshuvos that there's those who say you can make halal with a bracha, Birkei Yosef, Ma'avi Panu, the Das Torah, Kafa Chaim, name of the Chida, and quite a few others. He quotes over here Yosef who says, you don't say halal with a bracha. All right? That's what I would say. Then he quotes Piskei Avraham, Rav Orbach Zatzar, I think it's Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother. The Torah says, "Reis Knesset B'tzibur." It's only Takana Tzibur only in Shul. That's the Yerushalmi. For Amar Sahal the Reis Knesset. Okay, that's an important Yerushalmi. We'll get to it. But the Ritva in the Seder Agoda says, "Hein B'yachid." It's a mitzvah of 10. All right. So the Machlok is the Torah and the Ritva. So I would say Tzavik Brachos LaHokel. But there are those who disagree. I saw quoted that some of the Choshev Rabbanim said it without halal. They quote many. They even quote Reb Chaim and Brisk, who said, sorry, I said it wrong. Say halal without the bracha. But then they quote the Brisk Rav. He didn't say it at all, which is noteworthy. We know the Brisk Rav was someone who was trying to fulfill all the shittas. Why didn't they just say halal without a bracha? Suffik bracha slachal. What do you have to lose by saying halal with a bracha? So I will address that briefly. It's a long discussion. I have a piece about it in my sefer on Pesach. The question becomes a deeper question. My shul, for example, says halal with a bracha into a young Israel synagogue, Nusach Ashkenaz. But I came to the shul quite a number of years ago. The minhag had already begun. To say the shul was open about, let's say, I think open 5 years of Pesach before I got there. And some of the original Balabatim came from a shul in the West Side where they did say halal with a bracha. So when I got there, that was already the established custom. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shalala, we're Ashkenazim. Ramos says no. And here we are, sticking our necks out with a shalat bracha levatola, just to follow the mechaber. That's the problem. So I attempted to answer that problem in the following fashion. And it is as follows. The Yerushalmi, that we referred to until now, has the following fascinating question. Ma'o lishtosen bevasachas. Can you drink all four cups of wine at once? So the Yerushalmi quotes, Halel im shomer beis hakneses yotza. When you hear halel in shul, you can be yotze. Therefore, I feel the shesam bevas achas yotza. The same thing. Some halel in shul is like drinking four cups of wine at the same time. So the Damesek Eliezer on the Bir Agra, Tov Pei Zayin Sivkot Yud Gimel, says, wait a minute. The Gemara has in Masech the Brachos of Bavli, shesam bevas achas lo yotza. You have to drink the four cups of wine in a particular order. First Kiddush, then Haggadah, then benching, then Hallel. So therefore it should come out that if you had Hallel in Shul, in fact, you would not be Ose. Exactly the same as drinking the four cups at once. That's his conclusion. Seems to me that those of us who know the beautiful Torah of the Brit Kerov, the Chaskama Tzamata, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, based upon the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, as Briskers often say, there are two dinim. There are two dinim. One is a din of Seder Brocha Alakos, having the four cups of wine in connection with the four brochas. Again, Kiddush, Haggadah, Benching, and Hallel. There's another independent din of Derech Cheirus. Rif Rambam says, if you drank four in one shot, Yidei Cheirus Yotza, Yidei Arba Kosos, Lo Yotza. There are two dinim. One you were Yotze, one you're not Yotze. If that's the case, with the domestic Eliezer says Lo Yotza, it's true. Lo Yotza everything. Lo Yotza on the Seder, on Al HaSeder. But you were Yotze, the Chiyuv itself, the Chiyuv of Derech Cheirus for Arba Kosos, the Chiyuv of Hallel in Shul. What were you not Yotze? Hallel Al HaSeder. Now, when it comes to wine, we know what the Seder is. We said before, Kiddush and Haggadah and Benching and Hallel. But what is the Hallel Seder? The answer is, the Hallel Seder is, you say two prokim before the second cup to thank Hashem by Yetzias Mitzrayim. He said the remainder of Hallel, after you had in the interim the second and third cups of wine, the Matzah, the Moro, the Koro, Shulchan Aruch, Hafakomen, all that separates between one and the other. That's the reason, according to most authorities, that we do not make a bracha on Hal at the Seder itself, because we're mapsing in the middle. Oh, so now we're left with two difficult choices. If we want to do what's right, which means to fulfill Halel ala Seder, the same way as we fulfill the Arba Kosos ala Seder, the same way as we try to fulfill Krishma ala Seder, Krishma ala Seder Abrochas, without having been Yotze earlier. The same as what the post can say, you should not say Krishma early if the shul is going to get there on time, because you want to have Krishma the rice al Seder Abrochas. You want to have the four cups al Seder Abrochas, and you want to have the Hallel al Seder Haggadah. So in all those cases, we try to avoid fulfilling it in its separate context, and then doing it al Seder. We try to do it both in one shot. This explains the opinion of the Ramah, if I'm right. The Ramah can concede that you could make a bracha on Hallel, and that's why the Mechaber says you do see it in Shul. Why? In order to make a bracha. Because if you're only doing it at home, you cannot make a bracha because there's a mehefsek in between. So the Mechaber thinks what's better to make a bracha, even though as a result of that, you're not fulfilling the Hallel Medina al HaSeder, because you already fulfilled Hallel in Shul. Now you're having a second Hallel in order to fulfill the idea of al HaSeder. So it's not ideal. So too, it would be true if a person drank four cups of wine and then decides to have the four cups subsequently al HaSeder. It's not the ideal way. So the Ramah says, therefore you omit Hallel and Shul, the same way as we omit having four cups of wine before the Arba Kosos and the Seder. Doesn't mean and if you did it, it would be a bracha levatala. No. Ramah can concede that a bracha can be said on Hallel Pesach night if you don't interrupt in the middle. He just feels it's not worth doing that because then you'll be mevatel the inyan of the Iker Hallel should be said al Seder HaGadah. And the Mechaber disagrees and says a bracha is such a valuable thing, it's worth doing it in a bracha, even though as a result you're splitting off the Hallel itself from the idea of Hallel al-Seder ha-Haggadah later on. That's what I wanted to suggest. That's the Machlokas of Mechab and Ramah. What do we gain by that? Even we Ashkenazim, we make a bracha, we shouldn't be worried about bracha levatola. But there's a corollary. The corollary is in a year like this, when we can't make a bracha, unless you have the guts to make a bracha, and you're ignoring some of brachas lahakal, so you want to do what Reb Chaim did and others, Reb Yoshe maybe did, to say it without a bracha, so that you can't say, look, if it won't work, I won't lose. You can lose. What can you lose? The whole idea that apparently the Ramah is based upon, if I'm correct, that we should not be splitting off the Hallel from the Hallel of Seder HaGadah. So therefore, I'm not passing if anybody what to do. Go back to the question. The question assumed that there were three possibilities. I can completely concur. Three possibilities. Once again, if you have the nerves to make a bracha on it, based on many posts that we saw, the Ritva Beferish and many of the Achronim, especially the Sephardi Achronim. That's your choice. Can't take that away from you. But if you're not willing to make a bracha, because Savik Bracha Slahakil, and the Torah said no, and Rabbi Yoshev said no, and others said no, then so you might come back to me and say, all right, so I'll do it without a bracha, Savik Bracha Slahakil. That's not necessarily recommended, because it could be the Ramah opposes that. When the Ramah quotes the custom that we don't say halal at all, say tonight. Why did he say that? The Mechaber says, say with a bracha. So say without a bracha. Could be there's a negative to say without a bracha. So therefore, you may be left with the option of not saying it at all. So all three options, I feel, can be justified. How everyone can talk to himself, I cannot give a definitive answer. I think that all of these of the options have validity. Question 20. Chas is currently scheduled for the week after Pesach. The two sides, fine by Labatim, are absolutely fine with the uncertainty and strong possibility of just having a minyan mitzvah. However, one side raised with me the possibility of delaying the chasana because of potential shalom bias concerns. The young couple won't have a regular schedule. The chasana won't be going to yeshiva for the foreseeable future. And the kala doesn't have a job and can't even spend time setting up the new bias as they have not yet rented an apartment. They have a short-term place to stay and have not been able to purchase everything necessary because of the current situation. There's a reason to delay the chasana. What would I advise? Would it matter if the couple has already had a relatively long engagement, 4 months? It's the hardest question of all. Without knowing the people and the details, it's impossible to give a definitive answer to this question. As a general rule, we try our best not to postpone a wedding. If the chasana has no regular schedule, I don't accept that. The chasana should have chavrusas on the phone or on Zoom, same as he would have if he'd be in the real Beis Medrash. And to the contrary, he should have more of a schedule. Some of the people, they learn and they take off for Chodesh Nisan. Not this year. Chalila v'chas, we're in the Eis Tzara. The person shouldn't take off Chodesh Nisan. He should learn more this Chodesh Nisan. And the same way, he was probably learning with his chavrusa before Chodesh Nisan began, if he was doing the right thing, which is to learn more Torah, not less, in the privacy of your home. So to which you continue that, but yes, it says, after Chodesh Nisan comes upon us, and Pesach, and after Pesach, and though he's blessed with a wife, after Pesach, he should be able to continue his full schedule of learning. An interesting shaila, what should you do in Shemir Brachos? Usually I tell a chost, you're not allowed to come to my shir in Shemir Brachos, you're not allowed to leave your wife. You're like this, in theory, my boys are on Zoom, the chosin could come. I have a chosin, he hasn't come yet, it's okay. But the permissibility would exist this year because you're not leaving the kala. As far as what the kala schedule is, what does it say over here? Doesn't have a job, can't get a job. Okay, that's there are unfortunately many, many people who are unemployed. Many people. I would suggest for the kala, she has nothing else to do, can't set up the house, has no job. She's also allowed to learn Torah. We won't take that right away from her. Maybe she didn't have a chance to learn in recent times because, you know, once they finish their high school seminary, they're busy with other things. Now's a good time to catch up on what you've been missing. And there's still opportunities of gemilas chasadim even in quarantine. For example, calling people who are all by themselves. There are a long list of such people. This young lady is fortunate to be with her family. Others have no families. Just give me one example. There's many chasadim that can be performed even in our difficult times. So therefore, I would not, as a default, postpone the wedding. Of course, I don't know the people, so I can't give a definitive answer to that question either. Question number 21. An increasing number of people are reporting loss of taste and smell as a result of COVID-19. Are they still yotzei matzah and maror? They can't taste tam matzah nor appreciate any meriris tomorrow. Can they say al-achilas matzah and al-achilas maror? That's a great question. That's a great question. And sure enough, the Piskei Tshuvas has that too. He has almost everything. This is in Siman Tuf, Ayin Hey. I'm reading to you from what he says. Tuf, Ayin Hey. End of what he calls here Sifkotan Yud. He writes as follows. Tuf, Ayin Hey. End of Sifkotan Yud. Gemara says, Bola Matza Yotza, Bola Morer Lo Yotza. You don't need Tam Matza, you need Tam Morer. So that's what I would say on my own. And sure enough, that's exactly what he says. I'll read it to you. It says as follows. Mi shemachmas choli ibed es chush hatam ala matzvi ocho levorech ala ala moror yishma habrocha me'acher ki b'moror tzorach lagash hatam. That's exactly what I'd recommend. If he doesn't taste the moror, he should not be his own brocha. He should hear the brocha from somebody else and answer amen and eat the moror. Two, what is the proper procedure that one should do at home for Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? If one says Shir HaShirim after the Seder, can they just have that reading in mind for their reading of the Megillah? No. The Megillah is read by day and not by night. I want to wish everybody a Chag Bori V'Kosher V'Sameach.
Thank you, Rebbe. Everyone should have a good Yontif. We appreciate all the time you've given us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.